Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 121, and during the commercial break, having a very important conversation with producer Dave Harrigan about the theme music for the day today and the ongoing. And I have not figured it out yet. Regular listeners of the show, you guys know Dave always picks a theme, keeps
bumper
it topical.
Got to have it.
And I have not figured it out yet today. And in fact, Dave had to tell me that it's all been Bruno Mars music so far, which is good to know.
That's the theme.
So we've got that. We've pinpointed Bruno Mars.
And the reason is because Peter Gene Hernandez, who thankfully changed his stage name to be Bruno Mars, rolls off the tongue a little better than Peter Gene Hernandez.
It does. It does.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, look at you.
How old do you think Bruno is today?
Well, he looks like he's 22.
He does.
But I am going to say 38.
He's the big 4-0 today.
Oh?
Bruno Mars.
Wow.
Is over the hill.
Boyish looks.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. Jeez, 40. I think fondly on 40.
Back in the day.
I've crossed the Rainbow Bridge. I was at the Chris Eggert here, by the way, with 5 Eyewitness News.
I could still see 40, but it's behind
me
a while.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling Dave when we were doing show prep before the show started today that we recently got back from New Orleans, and I said, and I'm like, yeah, it was fun, but it wasn't like I was there when we were 25. Like, I go, and we were there with, you know, old people, and so, and I sort of ran through the ages of people there, and then I'm like, oh wait, like, I'm one of those old people.
You're slightly younger than the decrepit old people.
Yeah, no, it's all the same. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, want to talk about this. Yesterday, I was, as I often do all day, every day, monitoring 8 billion different news sources. And I happened to be listening to the news conference with President Trump yesterday as he was sitting down with Mark Carney from Canada. And it appeared that they may be on the cusp of working something out. I was listening to the audio of it live as it was happening, and I've never heard so many people shouting questions at one time in between him talking.
The Oval Office scrums are ridiculous.
It was it sounded like a stadium of people there shouting questions. And then how somebody's voice pierces that and gets his attention. That is a great mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Great mystery to me. As he does, and this is not a political statement, as he does, President Trump likes to do the thing he calls the weave, which is a very long and winding explanation or story or anecdote or whatever until he gets to the point.
Yeah.
Why he does that, you can, that's up to you to decide. I'm not, it's just something he does.
You start on topic A. Then you kinda go to B through about I or J, and then you eventually make your way back to A and put the bow on it.
Just sort of goes all over the place. And he was being specifically asked about the government shutdown. Obviously, there were some questions about a potential trade agreement with Canada, which is why they were meeting in the first place. I always also feel really bad for these other world leaders who go to the meeting in the White House to talk about the A topic, and they know that during the media scrum afterwards, it could go any number of different directions.
And it always does.
And rarely
you just have to sit there.
And rarely about the thing that they're meeting about. And this one did not disappoint. They and President Trump was very complimentary of Mark Carney, and you know, just it was a, and then the yelling, and then somebody asked about the government shutdown. And somebody asked about the Democrats, and specifically President Trump, they're rudderless, they're leaderless, there's no one to negotiate them out of the situation they're in because that person doesn't exist. And one of the things he said really caught my ear. Here it is.
The Democrats have no leader. They remind me of Somalia, okay? You know, and I met the president of Somalia. I told him about the problem he's got. I said, you have somebody from Somalia who's telling us how to run our country. She's from Somalia. He said, would you like to take her back? He said, no, I don't want her. Okay, you know who I'm talking about?
So, yeah. Somehow, Representative Ilhan Omar ended up being part of the President Trump's weave yesterday. In a conversation about the government shutdown. And it's fascinating to me, and I get this a lot from people who live around the country, and we live in the Twin Cities, and they know that this is where Ilhan Omar is representative. And the vitriol that she generates for... And she says some things that are controversial. I'm not defending. I'm not coming from a position on this. I'm just stating my observation. People seem to think that Ilhan Omar has this insane power or influence over Minnesota. And even bigger picture over the United States.
She's a member of the squad, Chris.
Right?
The squad.
To me, she's a real easy character to villainize. And again, she said some stuff. But what of Ilhan Omar's policies have ever really impacted you on a daily basis in your life? WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I get it. You don't like her. And the fact that she's in President Trump's head, like that's where he went. He didn't say anything about Gavin Newsom, who I think a lot of people are sort of starting to see as, and he's been really the voice of resistance.
Very active in the media.
He's there for it. He is there to troll President Trump in any way he can. But it's Ilhan Omar who comes up. It really jumps out at me. And who is the face of the Democratic Party right now? You guys have thoughts on that? WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. At times, I think Tim Walz was going that direction.
Then the election happened.
And he still tried to stay in it, and I think still is, including his comments about the National Guard But he's running for governor again. I think that kind of takes him out of that. Who's the face of the Democratic Party? Is it because nobody wants to do it right now? I mean, could very well be. It's an interesting thought.
It's interesting because I try to compare it to past times that a party has lost an election. Now, when Donald Trump lost, it was a little bit different because he was still very clearly the face of the party. MAGA made sure of that. But, you know, when John McCain or Mitt Romney lost to Barack Obama, who was the face of the GOP at that point? I don't know if we had a good answer, did we?
Yeah. No, that's true.
You know, same thing when George Bush beat Al Gore. Okay, was Bill Clinton then still the face of the party because
right.
he was just
Probably.
Coming off the presidency, I guess?
Probably.
But, you know, I think it's just kind of something that happens when your party loses the presidential election. It probably takes a minute to regroup, but you're right. There is no definitive leader, and it's not close.
And particularly right now in the environment that we're in and in the middle of a government shutdown, you definitely feel like they need someone to be that person. Doesn't sound like Chuck Schumer's really getting it done. And by all accounts, he's not going to.
John Stewart called him a human flat tire the other night.
Well, by all accounts, he's not going to. He won't even win his seat back.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the face of the Democratic Party? WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. Love to hear your thoughts when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 1:36. Happy birthday to Bruno Mars, as we learned that's why we're hearing Bruno Mars today. And the young man has turned 40. Congratulations to him. So as we were going to break, we had a conversation before the commercial specifically about President Trump and him trolling Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, that not by name, but clearly he was talking about her. And it to me, it's fascinating that she's in his mind. And that's where he went when he was talking about the overall weakness of the Democratic Party and a lack of identity and no real leader. So I asked as we went to commercial on the WCOSO talking text line, 651-461-9226, who is the face of the National Democratic Party? And your comments have come in. Appreciate that. David in Bloomington said, I would say Newsom is the face right now. He goes head to head with Trump. And we did talk about that. He has definitely taken a position. And so much so, you wonder what he's even doing in California right now as far as governing, because I'm just reading a lot of stuff about him just going after Trump. Hakeem Jeffries, one of the comments, another one about Gavin. Somebody says here, locally, the DFL has no leadership right now. That's the problem. I wasn't asking for that, but that's okay. Thank you. Another local comment. Karen Housley has enough mojo to run for governor. Thank you for the comment. That wasn't exactly what we were talking about, but hey, appreciate the engagement.
Okay.
Charlie Brown.
Like from blockhead.
From the Peanuts?
I didn't know he was a Democrat.
Probably still Obama, but they cling to those days. No one now. I think maybe that was a misspelling. I don't think it was. I'm not putting it together, though. Charlie Brown?
Sounds like a joke. Sounds like somebody who believes.
Or a misspelling. You know, I get that, yeah. Or is a Charlie Brown thing a reference to one of the leaders that's out there right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've been up since 3. Not all things are always apparent to me.
Obama's interesting.
Yeah. And there's a lot
because
of...
he's still a rock star when he shows up at a convention or something like that. The crowd goes nuts. But he also, you know, he's not certainly fully stayed out of it. He will comment on things from, you know, even President Trump or other things going on. But you know, he could be a lot more visible than he is.
And I think there's a lot of Democrats who wished he would be.
And he probably wishes there were other Democrats that would be. He probably says, hey,
I had
my time
is here.
Up. You guys need to pick this up if we want to be, you know, a party that actually has a place in American politics.
Yeah. Well, if you would believe what some say, Obama's been running the show at the Democratic Party the whole time, ever since he's been in office. And he basically, they handpicked Joe to be the president. And that didn't work out, obviously. And so
I did the first time. And then
things
happened. Joe got a little old.
Things happen. No doubt about that. All right, let's pivot here and talk about the economy. Headline this morning jumped out at us, thought it was worth discussing. Nearly 70% of Americans think the economy is on the wrong track. And even more think it is a bad time to buy a home. This is according to a Fannie Mae survey. Nearly 70% of Americans believe the economy headed in the wrong direction. An even higher percentage, 73%, say it is a bad time to buy a house. Bleak picture as autumn begins. I don't know anyone who's not pinching pennies or anxious about their money right now. And granted, I'm not hanging out with billionaires. And I'm wondering if you guys out there listening are feeling things on a daily basis. Now, the reality is the economy has been very helter-skelter. The markets have been up and down, but generally they've been great. But if you're not a big investor and you're not a Wall Street person and you don't have that kind of money, there's some other indicators that come out. Gold is at an all-time high. Now, when people get freaked out about the economy, gold is where it's at. Jobs data has been all over the place. One day you'll get some kind of indicator that says it's better than they expected. The next day you're going to read something that AI is going to take your job in a month and you're going to be unemployed and you're never going to find a job again because no one wants to pay you what you're worth anymore.
The news yesterday, the day before, Senate report saying AI could take 100 million jobs over the next 10 years.
Right.
It's not frightening at all.
It's very frightening. I guess I'm wondering if you can separate yourself from the headlines and separate yourself from this barrage of conflicting stories that are coming at you. I'm asking you guys out there listening, talking text line 651-461-9226. I love if you want to call too and chat, not just a text. Are you feeling a money pinch? Are you feeling uncertainty on a daily basis? And we can really get into why you think that is. I think a lot of people are going to try to turn that political. I don't know that that's necessarily true either. Are you feeling pinched right now? And where are you feeling pinched? One of the texters, I knew this was going to come. Thanks, Trump. Can you blame everything? The economic uncertainty, the AI. I mean, you can't blame artificial intelligence on Donald Trump. I don't think there's been a connection there. It's probably maybe he's invested in it or something, but you can't make everything political. Is the AI thing really going to wipe out everybody's jobs, or are people just sort of freaking out over it right now because they don't know what it's going to be? I mean, let's not forget that the Jetsons had predicted that we are going to be in flying cars. And I'm looking outside the window here in downtown Minneapolis. I don't see any cars flying by.
Not yet. Let's wait till rush hour, though.
That's when they come out. I'm not always down here at that time. One of the commenters, my 401k and other investments are up 10.5 year to date. I'm not concerned. Things are good. Good. Yes, I'm almost 70, finally getting to retire, but scared. Trump tariff games are affecting the market. The markets seem to be just fine. It's the other things that where there's seeming to be a lot of uncertainty about it.
Well, and that's the difference. Investments, 401ks, for the most part, still strong. And the markets certainly been ups and downs. Certainly, I mean, obviously with the tariffs, that was scary for a few days when there were huge losses when those tariffs were running out.
Yep.
But a quick rebound, the market's still doing very well. But it's the difference between investments and what we've heard about for years now, ever since inflation started to boom.
Yep.
It's cost of living.
It's
and
daily stuff.
It's income not keeping up with inflation. And that doesn't seem to have changed.
No. And it seems like even most people are being asked to do more at their work. And so you're doing more, you're still not getting paid more, and then you're going home and paying more for things.
Yes, and the good news that we sometimes hear about inflation is inflation's decreasing. Yeah, but the prices aren't going down.
Right.
They're just not going up as fast.
Right.
And my income is still stagnant.
Right. It doesn't mean it's putting extra money in your pocket. One of the comments here, the biggest pinch right now coming from taxes to insurance, health insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance have all skyrocketed in the last couple of years. This commenter, of course there's a money pinch. Why do you think Bob Dylan and Paul McCartney are still working? Well, let me tell you, having seen Bob Dylan at Farm Aid, I think he could be done anytime now.
Kind of looked like he wanted to be done wearing
the
raincoat with the hood up.
Whatever he had going on there. I was like, I stayed awake for this. The legend.
Yeah, but then you got Neil Young and Willie.
You
ducked out during Willie, didn't you?
Yeah, but it was worth it. I saw some Willie, but I couldn't stay up for all that. Too old. I'm glad I'm 66. I'm retired. However, I do worry about my Social Security and Medicare being severely impacted soon. Absolutely. There's Paul from Coon Rapids. Thanks for that comment. There's definitely a lot of uncertainty about entitlement programs. Health insurance, I hear from a lot of people. I had two of my best friends at happy hour yesterday afternoon get in a actual verbal confrontation about insurance. And one of them got up and left.
Really?
Yes.
Are they in the insurance industry at all?
One of them is.
Okay.
And this actually could be a topic that we could talk about a different time. Maybe if we have more time later on this morning.
Weird things that people have gotten in arguments.
No, it was specific to homeowners insurance, which is what one of the commenters was talking about. And specifically, so if you get hail damage on your roof, as a lot of people just did, a storm that went through a couple weeks ago, and they come out and they want to replace your roof, should you do it? You know, if you do it, your insurance is going to go up.
Sure.
And the more people to do it, in the big grand scheme of things, it all gets more expensive for all of us. But if you go to sell your house in 2 years and there's hail damage, they see hail damage and you didn't replace your roof and then you pay that money out of pocket, what do you do there?
Yeah, that's tricky.
So they got in a fight over it. One of them got up and left.
Wow. I've had enough of you.
It was crazy. It was heated. So I hear you on the insurance thing. That's definitely something that we're all dealing with. So thanks for your comments. Good stuff coming in. Let's talk about something you wouldn't necessarily think is politically divisive.
Yet everything is.
Yet it is. It's something on your car. Something on your car is really making other people upset. Find out that is when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.